There are some people who, due to lack of knowledge, misunderstand the concept of tawakkul. And as a result of this misconception or misunderstanding, for them, tawakkul is to leave aside all the resources available to them. And not pay attention to them at all. This is not tawakkul. Tawakkul is to use the resources at hand whilst believing that this resource or this means that I am using can only fulfill my need if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. So tawakkul is to use the means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for us, believing that these means can only harm or benefit if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. So for example, there is a snake coming our way, and we know that it is harmful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the faculty of intellect, and we understand through that faculty of intellect that the snake is harmful. Now those people who misunderstand the concept of tawakkul, according to them, to try to avoid the snake is lack of tawakkul. You don't have reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why you're moving away from the snake. If you had reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would have carried on, you would have let the snake come towards you with this belief that nothing happens without the will of Allah. So if Allah wills, the snake will bite me. If Allah does not will, the snake will not bite me. According to this group, this is tawakkul. This is the tawakkul. Tawakkul is that when you see the snake coming towards you and you know that snake is harmful, you use all the resources that are available to save yourself from the snake. For example, you try to scare the snake away. You try to kill the snake with a stick, with any weapon that you have. You try to move away from the path of the snake. But with this belief that the resource that I am using, the path that I am taking cannot save me from the snake unless Allah wills. If Allah wills, I may move away from the path and another snake may come from that direction and bite me. I may move away from the path and after 10 minutes, 15 minutes, the same snake may come in front of me and bite me. Do you understand what I am saying? Similarly, beneficial item. This is harmful, example of harmful item, beneficial item. There are people who believe in tawakkul, and according to them, tawakkul is, for example, not to eat and rely on Allah. You are eating and you have no tawakkul in Allah. You are taking medicine, you have no tawakkul in Allah. You want to have an operation, you have no tawakkul in Allah. No, tawakkul is to have an operation. Tawakkul is to take the medicine and then believe that although the doctor is saying that 99.9% you will be cured as a result of this medicine, because that is what the experience shows. Although the doctor is saying that I have operated on 100 patients before and 100% I can guarantee you that you will be cured. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not will, I will not be cured even if the operation is perfect. This is tawakkul. if this was not tawakkul, then we would have to conclude that the Anbiya and the Sahaba were not mutawakkilin. They did not have tawakkul. Because they would do business, they would go to work, they would farm, they would work in their orchards, they would take medicine. In order to save themselves from the enemy, they went to battle and they lost so many lives. If something happens without using the resources, that is not tawakkul, that is karamat. That is a miracle. Because if something happens without resources, that is something extraordinary. So that is not tawakkul, that is karamat. So if we see that there is a very pious personality and he used to survive for 3 days, 4 days, 5 days without food, that is his miracle. And that miracle also comes into existence as a result of his tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, he can fill my belly, he can satiate me without food. So, here in this hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that, O Ali, don't eat eggs. So, these types of people who feel that tawakkul means to do anything or leave anything and rely on Allah, according to them, this is not tawakkul, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that the dates can be harmful for you. And he is not saying that it is Allah who harms, it is Allah who benefits. No, it is Allah who harms, it is Allah who benefits. He is Nafi and he is Dhar. But in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created certain things which are Mudhir and he has created certain things which are Mufeed. And because Allah has put Faida and benefit in that item, when a person uses it, it will benefit. And because Allah has put madarra and harm in that item, if a person uses it, it will harm him. But when faced with something harmful, a person should believe that this item can only harm me if Allah wills. This item can only harm me if Allah wills. But at the same time, if Allah wills, it can harm me. And because it can harm me and Allah has made it to harm, it is better that I stay away from it. And when a person comes across something which is beneficial, then his faith should be that this item can only benefit me if Allah wills. If Allah wills, this beneficial item can harm me. There are so many people who take the right medicine, and as a result of that medicine, a reaction takes place and they die. So if Allah wills, this medicine can benefit me. If Allah wills, this same beneficial medicine can harm me as well. But because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it beneficial, so relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have to use this same benefits. This is tawakkul. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, despite all the reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the time of harvesting the fields and the dates used to come, he would take the dates and he would send the dates into the houses of Ummahatul Mu'mineen radiyallahu anhunna, and he would give them dates for the whole year despite having full tawakkul. So using asbab is not against tawakkul.
Subhanallah. Thank you.